Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 everybody. Here it is, Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, if you're new and just joining us. We also have, what's your name again?
Jim.
We have Jimbo Baggins.
Jim.
Our co-host who is riding shotgun with me, he will have something to say to you in a little bit. I would like to point out and make sure that everybody's aware, we're going to be using ordinary playing cards for your readings during the show. I'm holding them up right now for our Facebookers who are watching us stream live from the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. That's a mouthful to say, that they can see that I'm holding them up. For you blog talkers, you'll just have to take my word for it, but I want to make that distinction because it's really important that people don't confuse this with tarot, other oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there. Personal prophecy pretty much stands on its own. It's a method where we are here in the present, but we are projecting into the future. And one thing I stress always is that the future is very fluid. It fluctuates a lot. That's why it's important to bear in mind that nothing that you get in a reading from me is ever, you know, carved in stone. It's the potential that we're looking at. And so many times, I'd say 98% of the time, that potential is going to become reality. Because whether you are aware of it or not, you create your own reality. And as I so often say, what I am experiencing now in my life, I dreamed of years ago, and I'm sitting right in the middle of my own dream. So if I can do it, you can do it. And with that said, I'm going to also mention that I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of the callers or those of you on Facebook who are invited to call in or type in that a reading request. And I do this because it's what I use in my one-on-one sessions. So I am very comfortable with that. And I know other readers will kind of peel off 3, 4, maybe 5 cards. It just isn't my style. I would rather lay them all out and get a picture of the architecture in terms of your life, where you are, others that are around you, affecting your life, impacting you from day to day with their own choices. And that's the thing that's so important as we move ahead, is that there's two elemental tools that we use. One is choice and one is change. And when you put them together, you literally are able to navigate that you're taking toward the future. And it's one of your very own making. Ooh, that kind of rhymed. Taking and making. I like
it. You're a poet and you don't even know
that's
it.
That's right. So I'm going to now turn this over to Mr. Fabulous, Jimbo, who's going to take you the rest of the way.
I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Yes.
We also would like to remind you folks that if you are international, call us. We'll give you a live international shout-out, be you a caller or be you a Facebook Live viewer. Let us know. Like Joe from the UK has arrived.
Yay, Joe.
Our first international representative that has spoken out. 515-602-9677. That's the number to call in. Get in the queue for your free reading. When you call in, we hear a message. It says, basically, you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's exactly what you can do. You don't hear a show, something went wrong. Hang up, call again. Excuse me. Anyway, that's the primary means to call in. When we take you live, and it's going to happen, unless you call in near the end of the show, we can't help you there, sorry. But when we take you live, you'll know it, and we want you to do a bunch of things if you legally and safely can. We definitely want you to get off the speakerphone, and we would like you to kill your Bluetooth. I know that you're thinking, well, what the hell's wrong with that guy? Well, we'll tell you why. Please, if you can, go old school, pick that phone up. You know, it's your arm may not be used to lifting that giant heavyweight. Put that phone up to your face and talk to it. Background noises, wipe them all out. No, you're this multitasking you were doing, whatever stuff you were doing, that needs to come to an end.
Yeah.
Perfect scenario is you're in your house. You get to go find a nice, quiet, comfortable place that has good cell phone reception. We say these things because, not that we're fuss budgets, but it's because your phone call goes through the cell phone world, which is what it is itself. Then it goes to Blog Talk Radio, goes to their website, comes to our computer, it comes out our computer speaker. So with every call, there is some kind of loss of quality. Some are very minimal and you don't even hardly know it. Some are pretty rough. So the better you can make it on your end, the better it'll be on our end. And we won't have to keep asking each other to repeat ourselves all the time. And we won't have to do any distracting things like the person next to me is doing. So just to let you know, that's really distracting when I'm talking.
Sorry. Hi.
I just told him to. I mean, really, it's one thing to look, but when you start like this, it's like, come on. If somebody calls you an ugly name, I'll let you know. You don't have to look at it.
All right, because I'd be ready. Yeah. I'd be ready.
That's right. If somebody says anything bad to you, you know, that's it. So that's the best way to do this is to call in. That is the perfect, going to be the best reading experience you can get.
But
there are those that can't call in. Typically, it's the folks that are international. Sometimes our domestic folks can't call in for one reason or another. And, well, actually, I forgot to tell you, there is another option to Skype. You can Skype into the radio show. Just if you put, like, you can Skype phone numbers, you can Skype that in, and it'll all work just fine. If you got you don't want to call in on your cell phone or whatever, cell phone broke or something, I don't know. You can Skype in, and we get Skypers all the time. International folks, it's an option. It's not going to be free or cheap. It'll be cheaper than a cell phone call. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes. Also, we've been told that you can use Magic Jack. It's a little device you buy for what, Jim, like $20?
Well, yeah, it's a fee, and people aren't going to do it just for our show.
And we have a friend who's here in the States. He calls Spain all the time where his family lives.
Right.
And it's free. So you might want to look into Magic Jack. There's also VOIP. Remember Terry Sue from England told us about that where it was very inexpensive.
She had to do a bunch of things to get like points. It's some weird stuff.
But it's just ways, you know, workarounds.
It's workarounds. But you're not going to want to probably reach into your wallet. In that case, what we'll do occasionally is we'll open up the floor to Facebook Messenger, video or audio, your call, so to speak. But you can only do that when we open the floor. The floor is not open right now. We have to officially announce it and be ready because it doesn't have a hold queue system. And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook because that's who you will do your audio or video messenger call would be to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. So remember, don't do it unless we open. Because if you call, we're not ready. We have to just hang up. There's no hold button or anything like that. It just sucks. That's life. Life sucks. Life's a bitch. That bar is the sound of harps. Typically, we envision, because you see like old paintings of angels playing harps and stuff with the pearly whites and all that crap. That means your reading with Deborah has come to an end. It is over. The door is shut. Don't start asking more questions. That's going to make me anti-happy. It's just a free reading. If you want to have a big, big one-on-one session with Deborah, you need to go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and arrange a private reading. Then my Nazi ass won't be there with harps. You'll be all good to go. But I'm going to be here tonight with harps because we got to move on. We have callers. We have people on Facebook that want reads. We have the band is great. So when you hear the harps, just let it go. If you have more questions, There are other shows. There are other shows. You're welcome to call back the very next show, whenever that is. Please do so. But don't keep trying to drag the reading out, all right? And on the way out the door, tonight's angel card reading is the Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle cards. Now,
yeah.
I will might sound like I'm in the middle of a stroke talking when I read these sometimes. I think they probably, when they had the interpreter down and wrote this stuff, he probably, that was his last day on the job, most likely. Now, and I will say that also, the reason I really believe that is because we ordered another set of angel cards from the exact same company. I hold it because it's upside down. And they're perfectly translated. So obviously this guy got shit canned, right? What the hell he's doing, but he ain't translating anymore. He's probably on an 800 help number when you call him, the guy that can't talk. You know, that's probably what he does now, since he can't write it down. He'll just confuse people that need help on the phone. All righty.
And as all of you no doubt are breathlessly waiting for, we do have our Arizona correspondent waiting in the wings, and we will be bringing her out after we do a few readings. Then Lisa and the Neighbor episode, what do you think it is by now? Probably.
I don't think it's a lot. She's still recovering from her illness. You can only do so much stuff.
I mean, how many days do you think we've been working on this?
I couldn't even
like
guess.
Like episode 20.
I am the worst person to ever try to put that into a number, how many times we've been talking to her. My memory sucks. So speaking of sucky memories, which isn't her, because she has a great memory. This is 630 in Illinois. 630, yeah, she does have a great memory.
Is it Illinois or is it?
Yeah, I'm sure it's Wisconsin.
Yeah, hello.
Right? This is Lily, right?
Hi, how are you? Yeah.
Yes,
hello there.
Welcome
Hi.
In.
I had a weird dream about the correspondent, and I've been wearing the nicotine patch to quit smoking, and sometimes they make you have weird dreams, but it was weird. I just woke up, and it was like, I can't remember, but I think you gave a reading like a couple of weeks back, and in my dream she called the show and said, I met this guy that you predicted weeks back and like knew his name and everything. I don't know. It was really weird because I don't normally.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She was like super, super happy. And it was just like, it was weird because I don't normally have dreams about, you know, people I don't know. But it was, she called the show and was like, Deborah Lee, you're never going to believe this. I met this guy out of nowhere. And it had something to do with one of the shows that you did like a couple of weeks back, though.
Okay. Well,
I don't know,
she
it was weird.
Has other men in her, you know, in her life around her.
Who's she?
Lisa. She's talking about Lisa.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, she had a dream about her.
Yes.
I got you.
And it was just that she met the new a man to replace this one. Yes.
Yeah, he was new, and like it was something to do with the reading that you gave a couple of weeks back, though it wasn't a recent one. And it was just, I don't know. She was like really happy. And I remember when I woke up, I was like, that's really weird that I just dreamt that. But okay, I'm like, I'll call in and just let Deborah know that was like, it must be coming because why would I feel that? Why would I pick that
really?
Up? I mean, I do call the show every day, but.
Oh, that's all right. We
She's
love
here.
You. Lily?
She's here.
Oh, yeah, but are you in the Facebook?
Why?
Because when
I go into, I go to Yeah, I joined Facebook after because there's a delay on Facebook. And so if I listen and I'm on Facebook, I get confused.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I would advise people that are calling in and have Facebook up that I would mute the hell out of Facebook and just focus on the call.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because if you, like you said, if you got the audios trying to go on both of them, you're going to get a headache.
Yeah,
because there is
the
delay. It's like anywhere from a 15 to 30 second delay on Facebook, you just don't know. So anyway, all right, let's back it up. That was interesting.
Okay.
When we bring Lisa on, we'll ask her. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll type it in Facebook when she comes on. Okay, so here's what happened. So the FBI did go out to that person's house.
Yes.
And had a conversation with them, but then I started getting even more hate mail from that guy. And it's just like, I kind of like feel up and down about the situation right now. So the Daily Mail from the United Kingdom is following me on Instagram,
yes.
which is good because
that's awesome.
I'd rather talk to awesome, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather talk to them versus TMZ because TMZ is just 50%
well,
right. Okay.
That's
you know what I mean? It's like a very
he's always looking for, you know, juicy gossip and scams and you know.
Well, they like, yeah, they like the.
But Daily Mail runs a lot of stuff that is current. I like it too. I check in with them every day because I really like their content.
If you just Google stories, they pop up a lot of the hits.
Yeah. Anyway, that's really great that they're following you.
So where are we going here?
Yeah.
Now?
What's your question,
okay.
hon?
So my question is this, and I've asked it before, but now it's going to be more definitive. So
right.
at the scene of the crime, there was a female in the house that was the housekeeper. And I do believe that that person, like when I asked you, is the woman going to get caught? You said, yeah, but the one that really should be caught is the girlfriend that hired the hitman. Is the girlfriend going to be, arrested or whatever for the murder or the connection to it, because there was two women involved.
It's hard to nail down. Somebody has to be kind of a trail, electronic or paper, and the folks that are professional hit people don't like trails, or somebody has to start singing like a bird when they get cuffs
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and how did he die again? Was it drug
okay,
and
so, yeah, so there was a drug dealer who said that him and his girl did it. So the drug dealer basically snitched and admitted that the girlfriend was in on it, but the drug dealer still hasn't been arrested. And it's something that, like, the rapper gang industry does is they commit crimes and then they intentionally snitch because then they go viral on social media. And he knew that, like, when he confessed to the murder that he was going to be going to jail eventually, but it's been 3 months and no arrests have been made, and I know the girlfriend keeps trying to blame it on the housekeeper, but the housekeeper was in on it for sure. I'm wondering if the girlfriend's still going to get caught.
Have you spoken to law enforcement in that area where this occurred?
I think she did a long time.
Yes. Yeah, so did they feel you were really credible? And I'm not trying to question, you know, your integrity or anything like that. I'm just wondering because I see that there's like a big blur here.
A lot of them don't like outside non-law enforcement help.
That could be.
A lot of them don't like
that. I also feel like they're having a lot of trouble finding solid evidence.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, it takes
because
a lot
of girlfriend called the girlfriend called in a crime biohazard company to clean up the crime scene. But I gave the sheriffs a lot of information, but at the same time I'm not obligated to work with them. I feel like the FBI should have stuck up for me more, and instead of just making it sound like it was not a big deal, you know, like I felt like I got ridiculed over that whole situation. So, I mean, I don't know if you're thinking is that maybe the two detectives, homicide and narcotics, are having a hard time tying it together?
Yes, because in order for them to actually bring this ultimately to court, but Jim, you watch enough of those.
Yeah, just
things.
Confession alone is not a sure conviction if there's no other evidence whatsoever. That conviction alone, I think I can say, you know, I was just talking on my ass, talking smack, you know, but if there's no other evidence.
Yeah. Now, I know there's a brother in this scenario. Did he have anything to add? The brother.
Well, he, okay, so he was involved with hiring the girlfriend as like a plant to, because the brother was trying to get him on a 51-50 and then a conservatorship. And I think what ended up happening was, is the girlfriend was feeling like she was going to be cut out of everything. And so she offered the brother a ransom, like, hey, you know, like give, like, you know, if you give me this much money, you know, I'll leave. Otherwise, I'm going to kill him and take all of everything that he's got. And I think the brother didn't pay her demand. And so she killed him and took everything anyway. And now she's claiming that their baby is her baby that she had with him is not his kid.
Wow.
So
here's what I got for you, Lily. You're going to get enough publicity that is going to bring forward possibly a particular, not possibly, I meant to say who's possibly retired, but he is going to be somebody with extremely good skill, you know, sniffing out these cases, because unfortunately, honey, I feel that you have taken on kook status a little bit.
To them?
Yeah.
Well, they're law enforcement, you know, they don't like anybody.
That's right.
You know, you're not a cop, you know.
And they
Who
want,
the hell are you, some of them?
They
no,
want all
of,
the glory,
lot,
okay.
Especially a lot of the old school dudes.
So you're going to get a guy, I can already see him. He's out a bit elderly. He's been involved in some very high-profile cases. And he's going to come to you, kind of to your defense. And he's going to backtrack with everything and prove. That's what you need is proof. And then ultimately convict, you know, those evil people. My God, have people gotten that just twisted when it comes to money? Well, that's Holly Weird, isn't it?
That's
Holly Weird.
Yep. That's law enforcement. That's,
God.
You look for motive, right? First thing is motive. Money and love are biggest freaking motives out there for murder.
And
not necessarily in that order.
Are you using a like a pen name? Are you putting your name up there?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she is.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to develop some haters. The mother could, in fact, be the instigator of it all. You're going to end up with your background being looked at. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're going to be able to stand up to it. I really do.
Stand tall.
So I just want you to know, you, this is really going to get interesting. It'd be cool if you could get on, like, Dr. Phil, get some buzz going through a talk show of some sort beyond this one, you know. Not The View.
So the
women.
The what? Mom is instigating the haters. I knew it.
Well, yep, there she wants your background, your dirty laundry, whatever you got, she wants it. Huh? Yeah.
Singing, man, I'm singing.
Singing, yeah. She wants you exposed. And remember, she's a mother. She lost the son. You know, and mothers are not going to be very reliable, like, say, in court, that kind of thing, because there's so much love and, you know. That's her baby. So anyway, I just want to mention to you, just brace yourself. But this man is going to come forward. He's going to pull out all the stops. This guy's got networks everywhere. And he loves this kind of thing. He's going to be in the spotlight with you. Nothing wrong with that. So just make sure he's the real deal. All right, when you meet him or he contacts you, come to a show and we'll look him up in the card.
And she can do her own Google stuff too also.
Oh, yeah, Google the hell out of him.
Google the living shit out of him.
There are some databases out there. I remember I had a really bad dentist some years ago here where we live. And this guy turned out to be such a shyster that I was day after day researching this man, and I found a database. I had to pay like $10 to use it for a month. I found him in there where he had It doesn't seem relevant to his dentistry,
no,
except that he had ripped me off. And what it was is he had been in a drunk driving accident, and he killed somebody's son who was like 14 or 15.
Well, it could be relevant in the fact that he probably got the shit suit out of him, and now he's trying to make a whole bunch of money and wants a whole bunch of patients.
Exactly.
And he wants those patients to spend a lot of money on really expensive things.
So I had to back him in a corner. I had paid him over $8,000 out of pocket, and I ended up getting my money back.
For that.
Yeah.
Right,
so anyway,
I just
want you to know. All right, here goes Jim.
All right, this is your Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle card in broken English, and I'm going to try to patch it together on the fly. Make the most of it is the subject. Make use of your time and all your resources. Look for more knowledge or application. I think it should be and or applications. Learn from the mistakes that you have made and also from others to build up your skills and confidence. But I think that's like every single person on earth should do that. You know, when you should always look to make yourself better and learn from your mistakes. Don't get pissed off.
I can't wait to see how
embrace them
ultimately develop. I really can't, but I think it's going to really be a shocker.
Yep, like
you.
I say, I'm thank you, Galilea, and thank you for holding for being caller number one. And
yeah.
I guess we'll see you in chat.
And come to chat.
Come to chat. Also, it's not shocking, just like I said, confession alone ain't shit. There's actually zero other evidence, corroborating evidence. Confession alone is not going to, shouldn't really get you arrested. Because all the guy's got to do is say, I was just lying and blowing smoke and looking for attention, but I didn't do it, and you don't have any evidence. So they don't even want to probably go to court yet for that.
Those are what I hate about law and all is that some things never get solved. You know?
Sometimes they don't. Typically, if it's a heat-of-the-moment thing and there's not a connection, but if there's a connection for money, love, or some kind of... Those usually, maybe they don't get solved in court as in they have enough evidence, but they pretty much know who did it. Sometimes they know exactly who did it. They just can't get enough evidence on the person.
What is Cho saying there that might really be worthwhile putting in there?
Had nothing to do with our conversation, Deb.
Oh, I thought it was about her.
Nope.
All right.
It was about the angel card.
We did something about her previously. But...
It just said, I'm in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And we announced that already. See, this is what happens when you don't stay in your lane, Deb. Watch this. Watch this next reading when I start picking through a card and see how she likes that. Hey, what's this card? Fing!
All righty.
Yes, he was saying do something great and inspiring every day, and that's what it was basically. He was talking about the angel card itself. Sometimes they're very, very – sometimes these cards are very right to exactly your subject. Sometimes they're maybe something about your subject. Sometimes they're just great for all of us to listen to.
I think that Lily is supercharged, and she's a go-getter. You know, she had to do a self-help book on how to get up off your butt and do stuff. Do something meaningful with your life.
And that's everybody. That's relative to everybody, though.
Sure it is.
Your definition of meaningful in your life could be different than my definition of meaningful.
Well, what's meaningful for you?
I'm just saying, in general, everybody thinks that it should be something that would get you a Nobel Peace Prize. That should be meaningful.
I don't know. I think you should do something to benefit humanity.
Why? Why should I do that, Deb?
Because otherwise, what aren't you like a bottom feeder?
Am I a bottom feeder? Because I don't try to, I think I'll just go live in a tent and put my paycheck out there for all the homeless people, and I'll live with them.
Yeah, but look.
Does that make me a bottom feeder? Because I don't want to try to do that.
Look at what you're doing. You're helping the United States Navy perform at, what would you call it, optimum level. Through your work, I mean, you're doing something.
I am doing something.
Yeah.
I'm also collecting a paycheck.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of people that help humanity don't collect paychecks, is what I'm saying.
I think in some way we all sort of do. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I love to compliment other women on their clothes, and usually these are women of other ethnicities, I guess you could say, and it gives them quite a smile.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
Don't hang your hat on that humanity. Don't say, oh, my God, I'm about like 1 foot in the grave and I didn't get a Nobel Peace Prize. Don't make that.
It's not
about
getting the prize.
Don't make that Don't judge your own life. Don't look back on your life and say, oh, I sucked. I didn't do all these great things for humanity.
What do you think these cards are about? They're about helping people to elevate themselves.
But they might want to elevate themselves, and some of them
want
to elevate themselves with a boyfriend.
They may want love. They may want success.
Right.
They may need hope. I mean, it's all different depending on the walk of life and the individual.
Right.
And I don't think we need to really have this conversation.
I'm just saying, I don't have to solve the humanity thing. I don't bullshit.
Then,
okay.
All right. What?
How many people are on this globe? Is it about 4 billion-ish, plus or minus? So we expect every single one of those smoking, swinging, split-tail sons of bitches out there to be helping humanity, or they're vomit, they're garbage, they're poop. Don't judge your life based on helping humanity is all I'm saying.
I think you're making a sweeping generalization here. That really is not what my point was about.
Your point was, you can feel proud of your life even though you didn't help humanity. I think you can still feel proud of the life you lived.
If you raise your children to be good citizens, that's helping humanity.
You could look at it that way, yeah.
Sure.
I agree with that, but I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, you could say if I didn't go out and murder people today, so I've helped humanity today. Yes, that's true. I didn't break into my neighbor's house. Hey, I helped humanity.
All right. End of that lecture.
I don't know what we call that. All right, here we go.
Debate.
614, Ohio. 614, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ohio.
Ohio.
Hi.
O-H.
Hello.
Yeah, I said O-H. You're supposed to say I-O.
Oh, we're sorry. O-H-I-O, right?
Yep, that's right. It's hi with an O in the front, O in the back.
Oh, and who are we speaking to?
Philson from Ohio.
Yes, welcome back.
Good to hear from you. How are things going?
Everything is going pretty good. Today was one of my first couple of days doing my job as a lead on my own, and I think I did a good job.
Wonderful.
And my question is really good. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say my question is related to that.
Yes. Go ahead. Please tell us. We're dying to know.
Okay.
Yeah, help yourself.
So I feel like my coworkers are competitive with me. So my question is, am I going to defeat my competition? Just give it to me straight. If I'm not, I will deal with it.
Male or female?
Female.
Okay.
Oh, it's a single. I thought she said plural. Okay, so it's one coworker. Okay.
Okay, I will give it to you.
Say again?
I'm not sure if it's one or many. I just know one in particular.
She knows of one, which, you know, usually, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of competitiveness at work, I guess, depending on your job. If it's sales, that's pretty normal, right?
I think it's what leads to excellence overall.
And it depends on some jobs are teamwork-oriented, so there shouldn't be competition. So it all depends on the job, too, you know. Sometimes sales, a lot of that, they'd like to pretend they're a sales team, but
they're not. They're
when it comes to, if there's a commission involved and they don't share it, stand by. Stand by for competition.
Well, yes, it's like a shark circling.
Yeah. And you know, the management, that's the environment they created by saying, you know, yes, they did. It'd be different if they shared all the commissions and then maybe a proportion amount based on performance evaluation. There's other things that, there's a lot of different things out there. And some jobs, mine is not competitive. It's pure team-based. There's no competition whatsoever. But all jobs are different, and here we go. What do you
got? Okay, you go, baby. You go.
You rock.
Yeah, don't you even look back at her. You just run your own race. You get out there. You put your best foot forward, and you focus on the fact that you're in your own little competition here. You're going to beat her ass, okay? Because let's face it, business is like war. There's strategies involved.
Yeah, it's without the actual human carnage. But yes, there is all the same planning and stuff, so counter-espionage and all that stuff.
You get your war face on every morning, you know, and you just give yourself a pep talk. And you're going to leave her in your dust. And it's nothing personal.
You know? So you do see that that person competitive, and don't see her as an actual workplace job.
So you're picking up on the competition at work?
Yeah, you do see it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that girl is, she's full of vanity in herself. Very, what's kind of the word, like egotistical.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's like I am the king or queen, and if somebody else is challenging my throne, well, I got to put them down. I got a question. Yeah. We were talking about, do you have one of those types of jobs where that is not uncommon to have a competitive person working with you? Is that sure of your job?
Well, I work like at a pharmacy warehouse, so it's like a team lead. So I got promoted. So then there's one level down as a super tech, it's the person that's one level below me.
Yep.
That's being competitive with me. Yep. I feel like she's doing it to make a point, like to be like, I should have got the position, not her.
Yep.
There it is.
That writing's on that wall.
There it is. Yep.
I should be in charge. So
she wants your job.
So I will just make sure every chance I get to say like, so I'll criticize her decisions and
to try to make it clear. And I'm like, kind of annoying.
Try not to let her get to you.
What kind of authority do you have over her?
I do have authority, but I'm not going to use it against them. Like that's not.
Unless if it gets out of hand, you got to put it down. If you have that authority, eventually, you can't let it go too far. That's all. You'll probably know that. Yeah. If it goes too far, you got to pull them aside. You don't do it in front of other people the first time, and say, hey, go ahead.
She's not, we don't really work on the same, like, at the same time. So it doesn't we're not really overlapping, but it's just comparison. Yeah.
Yep. I'm with you. No, I know what she's talking about. Yeah, yeah.
You are still going to get another promotion coming. Not real soon, but it's out there. It's coming. You're going upward and onward. So.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
Thank you, guys. Happy 2023.
You deserve it. You know, remember when you few calls back? I mean, you were like on a path of feeling defeat, but you rose up. I remember this.
I don't, because I suck at my memory. But
you rose up, and you refused to let those people get to you. And I think that was awesome. I really do.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That's why she's here. She's my memory. And, that's why I have Deb here for me. All right, real quick. Other than the card thing, too, imagine that. The subject of your Lighted Goal Pathway Oracle card is preserve your energies. Do not let things or people with low vibrations interfere with your sacred space. If they no longer serve you, just give up on them and simply let go. Don't forget to restore your energy after a storm. So if you have any kind of issues, make sure if you have some kind of something goes down, make sure you give yourself some you time.
Yeah, I think so.
To restore your energy.
You've got to give you've got to do self-care.
And it might not have anything to do with this. It might be something going on in your personal life, or maybe something has yet come to pass. You know, we do not know.
Well, people like this other girl, they can undermine your own confidence, and especially if you're in a leadership position.
Yeah, and they can distract you from what you should be doing.
Exactly.
When you got to watch your back all the time. Because she's like on a different shift. That's even more of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is. So don't give her any power between the two of you on an energetic level.
Truth.
Right? All right.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good to hear from you. I don't think we've heard from you since the new year.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Bilson?
I think so, too.
Well, your memory's better than both of ours here.
I thought she called in within a month ago, maybe, or less. Because of her name.
Right.
I was like, I remember her name. Cool name. All right, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
Just keep on rocking.
You keep on rocking. Keep on it.
Yeah. That was good.
Thank you.
I like that.
All right.
You're welcome. Right. That girl has excellent. excellent energy. She reminds me of Lily. They're just, you know, full of great vibe coming off of them.
So in her case, she's not that girl. That girl is poison. So she's not that chick.
All right. Is it time?
It is time.
Hey,
it is time.
You guys.
Hey, there she
is. We are traveling out west.
How
it's
are
all
you
made
doing?
In heaven. Oh, my God. I love the
Oh, thank you. We
sound
love
a little
too.
Bit better. You sound a little bit better.
This is
yeah,
our
I started,
Arizona
I started my antibiotic today. I was feeling better, but then I started feeling lousy, and the doctor had called in, the nurse practitioner actually called in the antibiotic, and I thought, well, okay, I'll go ahead and take it. So, yeah, it is what it is. But thank you. Thank you for noticing. Thank you.
Remember, you got to be a good girl and finish them. Take them
yeah,
all.
Yeah, stop.
Be a good girl.
Do the whole cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Take them till that bottle's empty, damn it.
And here's something we learned from a doctor that Jim and I both share.
Got
to get a new toothbrush after you've been sick. Remember what she was saying?
Yeah.
I got strep throat like twice in a 5-week period.
And she said,
oh my God.
Now what we have is that what's the light in there?
We have an ultraviolet toothbrush holder / cleaner, so that bombards it and kills the germs.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they're right,
that's right. You can buy them on Amazon for like $20-$30.
Oh yeah, maybe even
I don't think it's less, but it's worth it. Yeah, and you just has a touch thing on there, you plug it in, and then it bombards your toothbrushes for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
and I'll tell you
great.
What, ultraviolet light's going to kill some shit. Let me tell you that.
So, otherwise, get a new toothbrush.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Thank you for the reminder. I'll go and take care of stuff for sure.
What can we do for you? What's happening?
It's been yakety yak, very friendly, very flirty this morning. I mean, it just feels so darn good. And he knows. He knew that I was going to have someone come over today to help me with a project. And my question for the cards is it still all about me and his eyes, or what do the cards say?
All right. So the cards say, my dear, that's very simple. And here's the good thing, folks. We work close and up close and personal here, well, through the internet with our correspondent out west. So she can say what's new, and that's all she has to say because we know a lot about what's going on and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and if you're a new folk listening, say, oh, I just want to call up and say, what's new? We don't even know you. That's not going to fly real well because we know nothing about your life.
Yeah, the more that I read your cards, the more connected I become to you.
Yeah, and
spiritually and intuitively.
And they get more accurate and more detailed, the readings.
Yes.
All right, excuse me. I got frogs.
Bullfrog?
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
And he was a good friend of mine.
That's right. That's yesterday. I got a little deja vu. Because
yeah,
I think you had a bullfrog yesterday, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. let's see.
Well, you guys are amazing. And the reason I say that is you both are literally so emotionally connected to this relationship that you go through thick and thin. You're up and down. It's like when I've said, a lot of people don't know the strength of their own relationship, but you two are becoming consciously aware of how strong it is. I mean, this is what could easily be a lifelong association between the two of you. And there's a soulmate connection here for sure, but we have to all bear in mind, soulmates are not always the romantic knight in shining armor variety. Soulmates can also be people who come along to inspire us or comfort us. They can also come along and make us pissed off so that we take action or do and move forward. I mean, there's a lot of different soulmates, but you two do have a soulmate connection. And I think it comes from that previous lifetime. And Cho, I will not forget about you. I might, I will probably.
I don't know what you mean by that.
He wanted me to take a look at a past life for him.
Ah.
But we can do that in messaging since we're talking to each other. Okay.
Does he feel, because I am so deeply, madly, whatever with him, does he feel the same way?
He is worried that he is less than the kind of, he does not have good self-esteem. And I'm telling you, there's things in that man's background that have chipped away at his, his ability to make strides in his life. He might have got, you said, and I know you did, that his mother is an absolute angel. And maybe she wasn't while he was growing up. Or maybe, I don't know, there was somebody in, a babysitter can have a tremendous amount of power over how your child takes out.
His dad, he mentioned his dad, and then not being so, it was rough. They're both been long dead, but, he really took care of those guys toward the bitter end. He was there, other side. He's done amazing stuff in his life, and he's also, like the rest of us, walked through some really deep trenches. And so what you're saying resonates with, I believe what you're saying. I believe what you're picking up. I believe it. And, but I'm so, when I'm in his presence and when, are either one of us going to do anything? I mean, I plan on not doing anything major, but off the chart, just little tiny dollar store stuff. Will we have a good Valentine's Day or not really?
I think so.
That's Tuesday.
And the best time the two you are going to have is when you go on that little trip that you two have planned. That's really going to be. But here's the thing, Lisa. This is a guy who I feel, the more I'm reading for you, the more I'm picking up about him, too. He is somebody that he doesn't know how to be. I don't even think he knows what love is. He says go ahead.
He's never had it, he said.
Yeah.
Except for his mom,
And
but he cares deeply for, he has a sister and he helps her and he helps, tomorrow he's going to work on something for me. He's very, that's where this, you have to dress a certain way. It's not
dressed for entertainment.
It's dressed for the weather. When I got sick, you don't take care of yourself. He starts giving me that lecture. He's a caretaker kind of guy.
I have a question. Did he win a lottery or something? Because I never hear anything about a job.
Yeah.
Did he win a lottery? Is this guy independently wealthy?
He is very well for himself, and he's invested his money. He just was very careful. He was top in his field, and he with the passing of his parents, he was able to do some things. He invested. He invested. We're not, neither he or I, we're dollar store consumers. We just, we're not.
Are we?
So are we. I got a full-time job and I'm a Dollar Tree consumer,
I'm just saying, sometimes people can be very careful about money and then invest it. You know what I'm saying?
There's money in the bank. That was all my only question. Obviously, he's got money in the bank. Okay.
He's okay.
Well, I would say so. Yeah, but go ahead. All right, back to the reading. I just had a curiosity itch that I had to scratch.
Oh, did you get it scratched?
Oh, it feels great. It feels great.
Well, that's a coffee.
All right, let somebody dial 911. What's that? It's called 911.
You guys are so funny.
We need 911 for Lisa.
Yeah, that's a very, it sounds very bronchial, that cough.
Well, she just started my antibiotic.
I started my, I'm going to religiously take my antibiotic. I just took one.
She just started it. For 2 or 3 days, is going to be a big turn of the corner.
Did they offer you an inhaler? Those happen, help a lot.
No, I can always go to the hospital. I think I'm okay. I'll
call the hospital.
Well, she meant to.
I mean,
that's
if I have to.
Right. I'm just saying, there's in between things you can do too. But okay.
So, yeah, all right. I mean, does he like me?
He adores you.
How the hell did we just go back to?
Well,
does he like me?
Well, he's giving her mixed signals.
No, he hates your guts. That's why he likes spending time with you all the time. Of course he likes you.
Yeah.
Of course he damn likes you.
I'm crazy about the energy. My knees are melting. My heart is melting when I'm with him. We're laughing and joking, and I don't know.
Well, I think this is going to be a very easygoing week for you guys. And Valentine's Day is going to be cute. Very cute for you both.
Oh, I hope it's clearly in the cards. Do you?
Yes.
Where?
What do you mean, where? I'm going to teach this class where people are going to say, where do you see that, Deborah? Well, these cards are like keys that open up doors, but sometimes it'll just be bigger than what's in the card.
I just can't envision that, but who am I?
What, that they would have a cute and sweet?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I can't envision that.
Even just
I love you both.
I can't envision that. I do not see that. I don't have cards. But based on, if I'm like a trial judge, and I'm the judge, I'm not a jury, and I'm like, based on the evidence I see and all the arguments I hear, I don't see them having one of those storybook Valentine's
days. I'm not saying they're going to, you know, go.
No, what are you saying? They're going to hang out at the Dollar Tree on Valentine's Day and it's going to be fun?
Hey, I'd be okay with that. I'm not.
She would be. And I'm okay with that, too. But just, I was just wondering, I thought maybe they're going to
I meant it's going to be nice.
They're going to hop
in
the back of a carriage and ride a horse around town or some shit like that. I'm not getting there.
He's kind of, I do. I mean, 10 minutes ago, somebody stood me up. It was a woman. I was supposed to meet her at the art supply store, and she owns it. And I made big a deal. And, hurrying to get there. And then she stood me up and I was supposed to get some clay from her. And then, so I was very upset with her, but then I started to think, and maybe it's because I started this antibiotic. I started to think, this neighbor is really wearing me out. All this high energy and then low energy. I'm done with that. So I was just, I don't know, maybe that's why my questions are the way they are, because sometimes I just
I think you're a human being. You have a lot of self-doubt, and I don't blame you because you get so many mixed signals. How could you know what's coming? That's why she asked, does he like me? Because sometimes you don't get that signal from the guy. Sometimes you don't. No, we don't. I mean, don't either, based on his actions. Right?
Yeah, I think he likes me. I mean, he doesn't want to.
I was just kidding.
Lisa. Imagine right now that I am typing a message to you and it's all in caps. Remember, what do we constantly affirm and reaffirm on this show? Love is a strength. When you can give love to somebody else, especially with no expectation.
Whoever has done that in their life, I want to know who has done that.
Jesus did.
Yeah, where is he? I hear he did, but I mean, what live human here can say they've done that?
If you really love somebody, their happiness is more important than your own.
They say that, but nobody does that. Everybody wants it.
So everybody's selfish, right?
We're humans.
And you want their return on your investment. That I've
read.
It's human nature.
Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
I've been here since October. I was counting it up tonight, and I thought, Wow, you know, every time I'm with him now, when I walk away, one of us has to go do something, I'm so hungry for more. I'm desperately hungry for more. And I'm thinking, this is not normal, because usually if you have a crush, I think, it's been my past experience, I've been out of the realm for a while, but when you have a crush, I mean, Jimbo even has said that too. But Deb, I'm going with you on the psychic reading.
Of course she is.
No.
Yeah. Of course she is. Of course she's siding with her woman folk. Of course she is.
For everybody that's out there,
of course she is.
People come into your life for a reason. It may not be for them to stay forever. You know, you've heard Tyler Perry is all over TikTok and in the reels on Facebook. And what does he say? People come sometimes for a season. He uses all different sorts of analogies, like about rockets and the boosters. And if you think about it, if you give somebody love, is there a bigger, better gift? Even if they don't return it, even if they don't reciprocate, you still have the balls to give them love.
Ask myself, what the fuck am I doing? Get on with my life.
I think you should keep him as a friend, but you need to get a lover.
I think you should.
You need a good booty call.
Not even that. I think you should continue. There's something unfinished here, and I think you should not. You have to figure out how it plays. You have to let it play out one way or the other. It has to play out. But you should not shut your life down over it,
but
though.
But they're at an impasse.
Well,
she needs to make a move.
And then maybe if she doesn't shut her life down and she starts hanging out with some other guys, maybe it'll kick him in his ass and he might make a damn move.
Oh,
even if it's the other way. As long as he makes a move. Like they say, sometimes they say, like in the military, go left, go right. It kind of doesn't matter, but you got to pick a damn way to go.
Just go somewhere.
Go somewhere. Don't just sit there. And he's kind of sitting there. He needs to make a move.
I think these feelings have paralyzed him because, like he's told you, he's never felt love except from his parents. And, you know.
No, and he's recently said that we're both very much alike. And, you know, unfortunately, we are. We are very much alike. And I say unfortunately because generally, but, you know, like Jimbo said a few times ago, he said, well, you're not married today. I mean, I've been married, you know, and I've been around the block, and I'm not with any of those guys, but I always had a partner. Whoever I partnered with was the opposite of me, but this dude, we're both very much alike emotionally, the whole works. We're very much alike, and I don't know if that is a good thing.
Right, and you don't, and that is interesting.
An age-old saying is
very
opposites attract, but likes marry people that are similar.
Oh, that's promising. Take me to the chapel one.
Really?
Opposites attract, but likes marry.
Then who the hell goes to divorce court and keeps those places
but
full?
But if you look at a magnet, tell me if I'm wrong. If the magnets are the same pole, don't they... reject each other?
I 100% agree with your opposites attract.
Yeah.
But you say like, but I don't agree with the other thing, like stay together and marry forever. Well, you said get married. You didn't say forever.
I didn't say forever.
Yeah. They get married, and then what is it? Are we 3 to 6 years now? They go to divorce court? What's the average right now? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's hilarious. Those vows need to be changed.
To what?
Till death do us part. Oh, yeah?
Death of the marriage. Is what I take it to mean.
But that's not what it was meant back in the day, right?
Back in the day, people stayed in miserable situations.
What was it?
Situations.
Sickness and health?
Yeah.
Richer, how
does
that work?
Poor.
Richer, poor? Yeah, right. Come on.
My grandma, who just taught me the cards, she used to say, when there's no food or money in the cabinet, love goes right out the window. So she
oh,
was
no
really
kidding.
Cool
I could do that.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that wedding I went to?
Yeah.
I went to a buddy's wedding ceremony.
This is good.
And they had this big ceremony, and it was the bride had this vase full of like a blue colored sand, and the groom to be had a vase full of red colored sand, and they poured it into this big pot, and they were all mixed together, and the officiator said, "Oh, look at that!
now these have become one and nobody can separate these grains of sand. I said, looked at my buddies at the table. I said, I know Norfolk City divorce court could separate those bitches one grain at a time. So don't tell me nothing can be undone.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes work for sure.
I was just saying opposites do attract. I 100% agree with that. That's why male females were different. We have different emotionals, but we kind of get the things that we don't have from the other person, right? Women are creatures of emotion. They're caring. They're soft. And guys like that.
You know what? I'm out there meeting more people, mostly women. And I mean, it's okay. I really would prefer meeting more men, but. And I had a woman, because we were at the restaurant the other night, all of us, and then someone walked in and I knew her, and I went up to her, and she came over to our table. She knew some of us there, and then I told her, I said, you know, I'd like to go, and I'm trying to meet more people that are positive, and she's new to the area. Anyway, she called me recently, just maybe yesterday she called me, I can't remember. And we were talking, and she was hitting me up. You know, I mean, we're both heterosexual, but she was hitting me up. So let's go here together.
She was hitting on you? She was hitting on you?
No. We're heterosexual. My point is, she was hitting me up more as girlfriends, you know, like, let's go to the farmer's market together. Let's do this. Let's go to the tea. Yeah, and you know, she was making future plans with me more than my neighbor.
Yes.
Well, and I don't know, Lisa, how you feel, but I would rather do most activities with the opposite sex, with a guy. Because women...
Well, it's okay to have women friends, but I prefer having the one special guy right.
Yeah, male companionship.
But
my neighbor. Yeah.
In this case, the opposite sex has some other things that are almost not the opposite sex, Deb. Right?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Hence the dilemma. Hence the whole bottom line of this whole dilemma. This is the whole holy shit of the situation.
Well, you know what, though? As these readings have evolved, and they do, you know, they go deeper and deeper,
mm-hmm.
I see less gayness in these cards than ever. For him, he may be at this point asexual. Where
does that make him a flower?
That means that some people
aren't they asexual? I don't know. Isn't that what asexual is, a flower?
Some people have like decided they don't have the need for it anymore.
Oh, that sounds like all the new things, the terms that people come out with, right? Like you put on your birth certificate. What is it? I'm non-binary or whatever the hell. What the hell? I'm non-binary. What the hell is that shit? You know, when people say, oh, yeah, well, little Bobby doesn't know that he's a male or a female. You know what? Tell your little kid to look between his legs and see what the hell he's got down there. That's what he is.
Jim.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
You're being crass again.
I'm tired of that crap nowadays.
Yeah, it's a different
world
now.
It has nothing to do with Lisa. I'm just saying.
Well, it's a different world now. And we are now.
I choose
we're
not
the
to
elderlies.
How can you let an 8-year-old kid decide? He doesn't choose to decide if he's a male or female.
I don't know.
It's a kid that says he wants to grow up and be a fire truck, and he's going to decide if he can be a male or a female. Really?
I'm just glad mine are raised.
No, that is true. I'm. You know what?
Yeah.
Some people want to live forever. I'm not so sure. World's turning into a big poop storm. But I have to laugh, though. Lily had this thing where we were talking about the marriage thing. Lily said, my dad used to say that when poverty comes to the door, love goes out the window.
You betcha.
Had nothing to do with her.
When you first get together, hey, you love this guy so much. You'd live in a tent on the side of the road with him in the beginning. But later, you know, later on.
Because that's the romance stage.
You might be saying, son of a bitch, get a job.
You put the rainbow. Yeah. You've got the little glasses that have nothing but rainbows and stars, so you can't see the future, the reality of the life. You know, it's just love.
Well, you guys are progressing. There's more of a connection coming together all the time.
Yeah, it is.
I just worry, Lisa, that you're going to have to be the leader, you know. Like
well, maybe I don't know.
What do you mean by the leader? I want to hear that.
We both like a certain dessert that nobody else on the planet likes, and I make it for myself. I didn't know anyone else that liked it, and then he told me he liked it, and then he said, when you make it, which I plan on making it soon, he said, let's go out to nature. Let's make a big deal of it. Let's bring our coffee.
Well,
I haven't given up on him. It's just sometimes I go back to my apartment at night, and I'm like, God, why aren't we spending more time in the evening together?
I have a question, though. You said you guys each like a dessert that nobody else on the planet likes.
What is it?
I knew Jimbo was going to come in. Incoming Jimbo.
Nobody else on the planet likes the dessert that you two like. Are you guys going out and eating some kind of bat eyeball cake or some kind of...
It's fruitcake. I think we already talked about
it.
Oh!
Actually, you know what, though?
Are you serious?
I'll be honest.
You like it?
I love that.
It looks terrible. But sometimes, every once in a while, somebody brings one to work because they're like, I don't like this. And then you take it. If it's really well made, it's damn good. Not good looking, but they brought them to work. So here's some fruitcake. I'm like, oh my God, that's not good.
You know, I can't slip anything in past Jimbo.
I'm sorry. I just heard that we go out and the way you made it sound like you go out and forage, right, for a dessert that only you can like on this planet. Like, were you guys the last two vampires on Earth or something? It sounded really ominous. Yes, we love our dessert, and only us will go out and forage for it. I was like, what is this thing that you're the only two people that like?
Well,
I know what she's saying.
I find him fascinating.
I got it.
The more you talk about him, you know, and if this was like a sitcom, Lisa and the Neighbor, I would be glued to it every Wednesday night or whenever.
Well, you know, I can't give him up. I tell myself I'm done. I'm tired of this. And then I'll wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning and I start meditating. And then I just get this lovely feeling when I think of him and I think, oh my God, is this real? Am I making this up?
She said meditating. She did not say masturbating. She said meditating. Let's get our ings right. Let's get our ings. It was meditation, not masturbating. But you know, what you do while you're meditating is your own business.
You could do it.
You're an adult female. Whatever you do while you meditate, you do what you got to do.
I forgot this was an X-rated show.
That's right. It ain't Monday, baby. It ain't Monday.
Yeah.
Work up on that, dog.
Oh, there's something else in your cards. Are you and he talking yet? Because I see you're going to. Talking about a joint business proposition or... sharing some real estate, something that...
You know, I have mentioned to him that that's what I'm working on developing, but he hasn't jumped in, and I would have to really explore that because I don't know what he would be like as a business partner. I have no idea.
Shouldn't do it.
Well, I'm just saying...
You know, he might be good, though. He might be very good because he's very... When he gets a project... Man, you got to get out of his way. He is so focused. He's like a dynamo. He's just dynamo. He gets it between his teeth, and he just won't let it go, and he gets it done, and he's perfection, and he knows what he's doing. So he might be a good one to partner with.
Oh, I'm not saying running a store together where you're together 24/7. No, no. But I mean where one person might be the money person, the person looking at new marketing, blah, 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 and the other one could be more hands-on with customer service or what. You know, I'm just saying, both look like you're going to discuss something.
Boy.
A shared partnership.
What a fail that would be right now at this moment when you guys are so undecided on your future.
Yeah.
You mix business and pleasure, that can be a disaster for both. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Without any, I don't have cards. I don't have cards. I have no cards.
Yeah. No, I remember the first time he blew up at me, and that was pretty ugly. And I know. And he's been watching himself. He does watch himself, and I know his childhood friends
I talked to him, and then he came back. My neighbor came back to me, and he said, look, a few weeks ago, he said this a couple of months ago, he said, we're joined at the hip here. We have to get along. I'm getting along with him. I think it was more a lecture on his, he wanted to hear his words out loud for himself.
Possibly,
and,
yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, and
he might have been talking out loud to himself. You're right. Well, you were there. He might have been, yeah.
Yeah, and so I told him, you know, if you get irritated with something, you have to give me the high sign, you know, let me know. And I'm always, you know, asking, is it okay to do this? Is it okay to do that? And he was starting up with me this morning, and I said, don't do that. I said, I've been awake since 4:30. I'm really not in a mood to. But he was trying to, you know, tell me, it's okay, you don't have to ask me. But you know, we just have a wall that separates us.
Yeah, that's all.
You got to keep them separated.
What song is that?
That's from Offspring, man. Oh. That's back in like the late mid to late 90s. Offspring, love them. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Lisa.
It's like anything else. You know, you do a roommate situation. I'm not doing a roommate situation, and I haven't done one in decades. But, you know, it's like that, you know, I mean, that can be a sensitive thing, you know, you just check in with each other, that kind of thing.
Yes, and you and your significant other, who, I'm sorry to say, have passed on, did you live together?
Yeah.
They were married, weren't they?
I don't know.
I thought they were, I'm sorry.
We're together for 23 some odd years, and we were... you know, I could travel wherever I wanted to, or we'd travel together. I mean, we had a full-blown, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what you need to do is pat yourself on the back.
I thought you were going to say, I think what you need to do is pack your bags and get the hell out.
No, I think you really do need to say.
What did you say?
She thought I was going to say, get the hell out.
Oh!
Pat. No.
You said pat. I thought you meant like.
I mean, look at the strides you've made.
I thought you meant like pat yourself. Like,
since you lost that man. I mean, it's really hard to get back up on your feet and to have your heart in the right place to be able to function. And look at the things you have accomplished.
You should not look at this situation as like, I'm so screwed up. You should look at like, hey, I've come a long way since what happened.
And look at what this man, the neighbor, has done for you.
And it might be
he's opened you back up to love.
This could be forever, or this could be a part of the path of to your next journey that you had to encounter. We don't know, right?
Exactly. And you're doing wonderful things for him.
Yeah.
This man comes through the cards as a lone wolf, and you're teaching him how to need and to want, and to love.
Yeah, a lot of those philosophers
well,
go, life is a big journey, and people come and people go during part of the journey, but because they come and go doesn't mean they weren't important in part of your journey. It just means they weren't meant to be there at the end of your journey, but they were very important encounters,
you
right?
You are so right.
The philosophers love that
and for
stuff.
You to have this love for him, and I believe it's really deep. It's like a meant-to-be type of love. If he were to turn away from that, reject it, or whatever the situation, it was still one hell of a gift that you gave him.
And it
but
probably...
you don't see him doing that, do you, Deb?
No, she doesn't. No, you didn't see anything.
No, I'm just saying, I think that if you kind of turn the telescope around and look at it from, you know, a different vantage point, I really think that you'd see, wow, Lisa, you know, I think you'd look in the mirror and go, my God, my life really has taken a turn for the better.
You feel you're in some kind of weird-ass predicament, but you're actually advancing pretty far considering what you've been through and who you've lost. So you got to give yourself some credit is the bottom line. Even though you feel like, oh, my God, what kind of freaking swamp mess am I in? Actually, you wouldn't be in that if you weren't advancing in your life after, you know, that tragedy.
And, you know, Lisa, I so wish that you were at least on Facebook to come to our show. People like Cho, Lily, they are putting out some really constructive suggestions for you. So
yeah, well, some of them, on my level, so I didn't reiterate them.
But, I mean, there's been a lot of support here. And, you know, people are like Team Lisa. So, oh, I just wanted you to know that you've done an incredible job since I first met you. When you first started calling, Lisa, your cards were completely different.
Yeah, and there was a certain point. It wasn't that long ago. It was probably Christmas-ish or maybe a little before.
Yeah.
You were like, either all in on this guy or my life is over. Now you're like, either all in on this guy or somebody else is coming along. You're starting to keep your doors open, your windows open. I don't know about windows open. That sounds kind of scary. But you're awesome. You're starting to say, you know what? I really, 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 with all my heart, want this to happen. But you're kind of also like, well, you know, if it doesn't, I know that I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think you're right. And Jimbo, listening to you, you know, sometimes I do evaluate this with a sense of balance. And I think I go down the list and I, you know, the pros and the cons. And I think, do I really want this as a lifetime partner? And then I'm in it right now because it's so exciting for me. It's so new. I haven't had this for decades, really. And
So you got to be okay with that.
And you know what I said about you having to be the leader, maybe the word is teacher, because he's already missed some things that he could have done gestures towards you.
Mm.
You know, gee, a lady might like a nice fresh bouquet of flowers when she's sick, you know, or
And sometimes every woman's different, and then when you have that significant other, you know
want. He did check in on me, and he would say, "This is your wellness check. How are you doing?" And you're right. I mean, he didn't bring flowers, but he did check in with me, and then he does a lot of other things that are majorly important around the house for me, just for me, not for the both of us.
But every woman wants flowers when they're sick, so I can't say, you know, some women just want somebody to stop by or call.
That would be over the top, but you know, I have to. You're right, Deb. You're right, and I really do. For right now, I just really do want this, and I don't know. And it's like Jimbo says, you know, it's like, I get so disappointed. Sometimes I think I'm so fully charged over this and I feel the light down at night. You know, 7 o'clock at night, I'm thinking, is this all there is to this?
No.
And then I get really disappointed unless I'm out with friends, you know, and then I'm distracted.
I think, Lisa, he's gotten you ready for what may be the true future for yourself with somebody else.
We're humans.
Yeah.
When our heart really goes nuts, we lose 100% control. We do. We get a little older and we get a tiny bit more control, but we still lose control of where we're going for a little bit. The biggest thing is as we get older, we know, like we tell ourselves, all right, I'm going all in on this, but I know it may fail and I have to have a backup plan.
Well, there's a risk.
When you're young, you don't do that.
You know, even starting a new job.
Teenage girls and boys.
Look at the risk involved. You could have quit a job for a new job. And what if after 3-4 weeks they say, well, gee, Deborah, sorry, but you're just not quite up to speed and we have to let you go. That's a big risk.
Oh.
You know, you're pounding the pavement again for a job. And that I would take, you know, that would really attack. Like a person's self-esteem.
Yeah.
So a relationship, that's why I say don't put so much emphasis on what he's going to say back or how he's going to return. Just give it. Just let the guy know, I really love you. And if it means that you, I know, it gets scary. Yeah.
But don't do that. Don't be a concubine.
I mean, this morning I walked into the laundry room. We're both there, and I called him my beauty. I said, "What are you doing, my beauty?" Because he does so much for me. He does so much just for me.
How sweet! It's
highly skilled. It takes a lot of talent. He's very focused, And he's just, yeah. But then I do things for him too, you know, like
yeah.
the chicken drumsticks I made, and, you know, I made them all kind of gourmet-ish, a little bit of gourmet-ish.
Can I ask what you did to him? That's my favorite piece of a chicken.
She does. She loves her.
Really?
Family.
Oh, yeah. I regretted, I went to the store to get my antibiotics, and I thought, well, I'll just go pick up some garlic salt. But I didn't have it in me to do that. I'm feeling better with the first antibiotic. It might be psychological. But anyway, I didn't think, and mm-hmm. I always tell him when he takes his half, I say it may not have enough seasoning in it. So I regret, next time what I'm going to do is put it in a bowl, the raw
okay.
chicken drumsticks, and then put the seasoning on it. You know, sprinkle it all over liberally with, you know, the garlic salt, whatever. And then I cut up the onions and the chili pepper, the raw chili pepper, and I cut up an apple, and I just strewn it all over, put it on a baking sheet, Worcestershire. I also sprinkle Worcestershire.
Ooh, it sounds good.
Worcestershire, he said he liked it.
He said he liked it. And then what I did with my part, I had leftovers, so I put it on a grill. I didn't eat all day because we were busy working on stuff here at the house, a friend of mine. And I have an iron skillet, a flat iron skillet.
Yeah.
And I just grilled it again a little bit, warmed it up, and it had a little grill mark. And then I put it on a corn tortilla with a little bit of cheese, and I made some, guacamole.
Oh, nice.
It was delicious. Yeah. So, it's versatile. You can put the meat off and do whatever with it.
You put a chicken leg on a corn tortilla. There's a step I was wondering about. I thought maybe she was like a freaking wild boar just going to eat the leg. I didn't hear that part. I was like, whoa, how the hell do you put
it? I love it, yeah.
If anybody out there can instruct me on how to cook some pieces of salmon, I have them in the freezer.
Yeah.
And
I
don't know what to do with them.
They're not big. They're tiny little chunk fillets. They're not. It's not a full fillet. Does that matter how you cook?
Oh yeah.
Does anybody know?
Do you go to foodnetwork.com?
I don't know what that is.
Food Network. They got a
Food Network.
Yeah, they have a website.
Type it in and then type the recipe in the search bar once you get on their webpage. That's what I do a lot of times, and then I type in the type of recipe that I'm looking for. Like in your case, it would be salmon, the special cut that you have, and a recipe, and then they'll pull up a lot of stuff. That's what.
All right, well, that's
me.
Good. Thank you for that tip. Thank you. I'm going to do that. I mean, I have my own recipes, but this
tater
tots, salmon.
Tater tot casserole is becoming very trendy.
If we do a sitcom, that dish has to be in there somewhere. There's got to be a tater tot casserole.
Yeah. You know, I just want to quickly say, I think men's feedback on this is really great. I think at my experience with women friends and stuff, it's so easy for us, not you, Deb, because you're the psychic. It's so easy for us to, you know, tell each other, you know, how to do it, what to do, and blah, blah, blah.
She's the psychic.
All you
got to do is change a couple of the last letters, and it's a different person.
Psycho. She claims I'm psycho. And hey, I'll let my freak flag fly.
Freak flag fly. Wow. That's how you can tell she's sober and we're sober.
Yeah.
Freak flag fly. Say that like
that is really hard to
say. That six times
freak
really fast.
Flag fly.
Freak flag fly.
I'm ready. I've loved every minute, and it's fascinating.
Cho says to steam it.
Steam it.
Salmon with ginger and spring onion and soy sauce. Yeah.
Makes it sound so simple.
Steaming is actually very simple.
I know that what we're doing is like the anatomy of a relationship, and this is cool because we all can take from this something.
Yeah, we did.
So,
and there were some comments there I should throw in.
If you ever, you can go on blog. No, they don't carry Facebook.
No, they
don't. You'd
have
to go on Facebook to see the
And chose a, said you should keep your options open, plenty of fish in the sea. Go for this, but don't think that the world's coming to an end. Oh, Lily was saying
yeah.
that. Remember, did you hear when Lily was talking about the dream that you were in?
Oh, she dreamt about you.
Well,
I don't know.
The thing is, you know, I wouldn't want to, I mean, I've got my options open. I'm out there filling my dance card up with all my interests and stuff. I wouldn't want him to walk away from me, you know, and by the same token, it's not like I owe him or I'm obligated to him. I feel bad for him if I hurt him. I will feel desperately like I've hurt myself if I hurt him. But I don't, I know I'm not obligated to him. I know I'm not because we haven't talked about obligation.
Take another call.
No, I think I have to go. It's almost 9 minutes. But Lisa, this is important to me too. I'm learning from this also, you know, so I just want to tell you all, please get on the list early, telling the others when we are on.
She's still here.
Yeah, and Lisa's going to get her angel, what is it? Soul
her card. Lighted gold pathway oracle card reading. Something is firstly, love yourself.
Love yourself.
Your existence is a beautiful blessing. Know how deeply love your own self. You have a place to belong and people to be with, but you will finally blossom when you're at your best version of yourself because you have to make sure you are at your best. You have to love yourself first.
And I think you...
Otherwise, you can't be. You can't love anybody else fully if you don't love yourself first.
And I think you're a really good example of that, loving yourself.
Yeah, and you have to do that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you don't, then you can't love the other person.
That's exactly.
I feel very deeply about things and what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that you're willing to open up and share this whole situation with us. Yes.
I
thank
love
you.
Hearing the day.
Now,
tomorrow, you guys and what you've said, I think you're so cute.
Tomorrow is Super Bowl. We're having a big party.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Party. We're having a party.
Yes. And we won't be back till Monday.
Monday for News for the Soul.
Yeah.
I got called out.
For who?
Catherine. I think she's in Florida. And she's probably online. Sorry, Catherine. You know, the best bet is to call in. People start calling in 15 minutes before showtime.
Yeah.
That was
but
the wisest.
How'd you get called out?
She asked me to make a Super Bowl prediction.
Jim.
And I said Philadelphia. Yeah.
Philadelphia in overtime.
In overtime. That's my prediction. I ain't betting a dime on it.
No,
that's my prediction.
Oh.
Yep. All right. That's my prediction. Thank you so much, Lisa. Sorry for the folks that are on hold.
Yeah.
We would have to do, if we would, we found out we kept extending our show and the calls never ended. And Blog Talk only gives us 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we're not that far away.
Yeah.
So.
And Cho, I will be in touch. And I'm glad you were able to stay as long.
Cho Meister C.
Cho Meister C. Whatever that means.
They remind there was a guy in the 80s. He was like not a hip hop, but he was like his name was Grandmaster Z in the Fab in the Furious Five or something like Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five.
Oh, I see. So
big 80s guy, early to mid, yeah. Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five. Look him up.
All right.
It wasn't my style. But.
Sorry to leave you. I do have some obligations I have to take care of. All right.
Sorry, Kay.
Yeah.
But we'll be back Monday.
Yes.
News for the Soul, but it's an hour earlier, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you go on Blog Talk Radio, don't look for us. It's like Love Dog. Go to News for the Soul, and you'll see the link.
Yeah.
And on the numbers to call in and everything. We will still broadcast simultaneously on Facebook Live. But it's an hour earlier. That's the name of that
PM
game.
Eastern.
Now. I'm glad you named that game.
Well, everyone, we love you one and all. We really do.
We're saying goodbye to the Blog Talk folks first.
First.
Not Facebook folks. We're not killing you yet.